Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to consciously come together as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves, to deepen in our communion and connection with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as us. I was mindful as I was listening to Naturally 7 just a minute ago of when Jesus had gone and was preparing to speak to a crowd, and Mary was busy fussing, trying to prepare food and whatever else, and Martha sat listening, and she complained, "Jesus, why don't you tell my sister to come and help me?" And Jesus reminds her that she had chosen the good portion. So this morning I commend you for choosing the good portion, and by that I mean to consciously choose to take this time out, to come together and just be with the source of all that is. This morning's message is entitled, Catch It, Check It, Change It. Trust is the answer. I am conscious of just how much anxiety is prevailing at this time, not only in this country, but globally. The anxiety is touching virtually most people, whether it's the cost of petrol, the utility and energy price increases, the general cost of living crisis, just some of the things that are affecting us in this country. Other countries are dealing with war, food scarcity, floods, droughts, and harassment by their own government. It feels there is an angst that is prevailing collectively and individually. And I loved what Amit Ray, in a quote I shared yesterday, said that if you want to conquer the anxiety of life, live in the moment. Live in the breath. We underestimate the importance of the breath. Always before meditation, I always remind you of the words of Job, to bring you back to the remembrance that it is God, the Spirit, that made us. It is that breath that gives us life. And I believe what Amit was speaking to was that we get so caught up. Our ego takes us into whatever the doom, the gloom, the worry, the angst is, that we forget that right where we are, the Spirit of God is. That right where we are, is we bring our attention into that moment and remind ourselves of the truth that God in us is greater than any situation, condition, or circumstance we may be experiencing. But we have to catch it. We have to catch ourselves in that moment. Because I know that once we get a hook on something, how easy it is to stay in it. I caught myself the other day going off on a creative narrative, an imaginary narrative in my head about what to do when I die. You know, getting the house ready, clearing the drawers, emptying all of these things. And all of these things are necessary, no doubt. But it was taking a morose turn. And I had to catch myself, like, where are you going with this? And what is the purpose of this way of thinking? You see, our egos will drag us quite easily into that kind of rabbit hole of despair or worry or angst or whatever it is that we are in that moment. But the idea is if you can catch it, catch yourself as you begin that train of thinking. And then check it. What is this thought? Where did this arise from? What is this about? Is this the truth of what is happening to me in this moment? Is this really the reality? We have to do whatever it takes to make the change. And it is, for me, a case of challenging myself, questioning myself, checking in with where did that thinking come from? Where did that belief arise from? Sometimes it may have arisen due to something that happened way back in my childhood. Sometimes it may have arisen because I'm listening to what's going on in the news. Sometimes it may be arisen because I'm listening to what friends and people are saying. Check where the idea, where the thought, where the whatever it is that is causing you to be worrying, causing you to be anxious about. Check. Where is it arising from? When you check back to where it's arising from, then you can address it. Then you can change it. You see, we have this incredible power that we forget to use most of the time. Or if we are using it, we are using it incorrectly. We have the ability to change in a moment a thought, a belief, an idea, whatever it is, we have the ability to change it. In each breath, we can change whatever it is that we were just thinking about. The mind cannot hold two thoughts simultaneously. So if you start to get anxious about your job, your relationship, the cost of living crisis, whatever it is, in that moment, you can change. You can change that way of thinking. You can change that belief. You can change that thought, that idea, that whatever it is. I have come to believe and live my life that when I am worrying, when I am stressing, when I am anxious, it is really an underlying belief that I am not trusting God. I cannot worry and stress and be anxious if I have my trust in God. I cannot be stressing about what's going on, what might happen, what may occur, if I am believing that God, the Almighty, the ever-present, the omniscient, the omnipresent, the omnipotent, is right where I am and knows what to do for every situation, every experience, every condition that concerns my life. How can I say that I worship and I love and I trust this almighty being, and yet, instead of trusting and surrendering to whatever it is, I am there thinking I have to fuss, have to stress, have to be anxious over what is dominating my consciousness. My beloved, always on this Sunday Soul Connection, the invitation is to continuously and consciously deepen in your connection and communion with the sacred. It is only as we consciously do this work, which requires effort, which requires persistence, which requires diligence, can we have the life we were meant to have. You see, there is so much that's going to be grabbing for our attention that's causing us to be anxious. Whether we're thinking we might get laid off, whether we're thinking the sickness or illness or discomfort in our body isn't getting better, whether we're thinking that the relationship that we're looking for will never happen. All of these things that keep vying for us to give it more energy, more focus, more attention, is taking us away from the remembrance that God in us is greater than anything, any condition, any situation, any experience we may be facing. William James says the greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. Karen Selmerson says, no amount of anxiety can change the future. No amount of regret can change the past. And Astrid Aluda says, don't let your mind bully your body into believing it must carry the burden of the worry. Three great quotes reminding you that when you are consciously in control of your thoughts, when you can catch it, when it's derailing and it's going down the wrong track, when you can check it, check where did this come from? Why am I believing this? What is going on with me? And change it in that moment to remembering and aligning yourself with who you are and whose you are, that you are one with the infinite intelligence that permeates in and through all of life, all that God is, you are, that right where you are, the spirit of peace, of love, of abundance, is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. The choice is always yours, and always you have the opportunity in each moment, in each breath, to choose a different way of thinking, believing, speaking, being. As I remind you consciously, the spiritual path is not for the faint-hearted, because we are required to walk our talk. We are required to look beyond appearances and remember the truth that God in us is greater than any situation, condition, or circumstance we may find ourselves in. My Science of Mind reading, I think I'd like to share at this moment, is entitled Team Up with Spirit. The first quote comes from this wonderful metaphysical teacher, Emmett Fox, who says, whatever enters your life is but the material expression of some belief in your own mind. The kind of body you have, the kind of home you have, the kind of work you do, the kind of people you meet, are all conditioned by and correspond to the deepest mental concepts you hold. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, A Creative Mind. We have within us a power that is greater than anything we shall ever contact in the outer. A power that can overcome every obstacle in our life and set us safe, satisfied, and at peace, healed and prosperous, in a new light and a new life. The author writes, Marianne Williamson says, you can let the same force that makes flowers grow and planets move run your life, or you can do it yourself. Most of the time, that sounds like a pretty easy choice to make. But I'm sure we have all had times when we decided to go it alone and later realized we had made a big mistake. When we invite God into our lives, everything changes. We have power. We have a power working for us in ways we cannot imagine. And all we have to do is say, okay, I'm ready to team up. Joel Goldsmith wrote that to him, the most comforting passage in the Bible was, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. We don't find peace when we look for it externally. Every issue in our life is determined by our consciousness. When we do our inner work, we become a conscious partner in our conscious evolution. All we could ever want is right where we are. We simply need to accept it. Accepting is mental. Spirit has no limitations. We may have a consciousness of lack and limitation and therefore experience those conditions, but that's on us, because God can do for us only what it can do through us. So why not begin trusting in spirit today and seeing what changes in your life one day at a time? As Jack Canfield writes, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just the first step. The invitation, catch it, check it, change it, is teaming up with spirit, is remember that as you're trusting in the divine, in the sacred, in the holy of holies, by whatever name you choose to call him, her, it, can transform and change your life. My sacred text this morning, I have several. The first is Psalm 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Matthew 6:27. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Luke 12:25-6. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? And finally, Jeremiah 17. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remains green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. My beloveds, as our sacred text reminds us, brings us back to the remembrance that our peace, that our deliverance, that our freedom comes from when we trust in the divine, when we can put our trust in the Holy of Holies. Anything that causes us anxious, that may cause us to feel depressed, can flee away when we remember this truth of who we are and whose we are. My poem this morning is by, let me see if I can find it, Tiffany L. Ganshi. She says, this is a poem about my experience with anxiety and how I'm still trying to breathe and work through the hard times. I know there are people out there with experiences like mine, and I hope this poem will help you know you are not alone. Panic, worry, darkness, closing in around me. These are some of the words I could use to describe my anxiety, but nothing I can say could speak of its entirety as I cry internally, thinking I've lost my sanity. Doctors, counselors, saying there's something wrong with me. My parents telling me to calm down and stop being so crazy. But how can I calm down when the world around me is spinning out of control and I can barely see? Breathe. You will get through this. You will get through the sleepless nights of all the internal fights and the days that seem right when the world hits you with all its might. Breathe. You will get through this. I know you think I'm overacting about the silliest little things, but to me those silly little things seem like the doom the world could bring. Can't you see? A spilled glass of milk to you can seem like an earthquake to me. I know it might be hard to understand my anxiety, but I hope today I've given you some clarity. The next time someone is scared and feels like they can't breathe, shaking and crying, unable to see, don't tell them they're overacting, overreacting. Don't call them crazy. Help them realize there is more to life than this misery. And no matter the doubt inside, they will be who they are meant to be. Breathe. I will get through this. Because I know I am more than just my anxiety, and one day I hope to be free of it entirely. But until then, I will keep telling myself quietly, I am stronger than this. I am stronger than my anxiety. I want to share a story, but before I share our story this morning, I'll share something else a little bit. This is when U.S. Marine Corps officer Jake D's vehicle drove an explosive device in Afghanistan. He looked down to see his legs almost completely severed below the knee. At that moment, he remembered a breathing exercise he had learned in a book for young officers. Thanks to that exercise, he was able to stay calm enough to check on his men, give orders to call for help, tourniquet his own legs, and remember to prop them up before falling unconscious. Later, he was told that had he not done so, he would have bled to death. If a simple breathing exercise could help Jake under such extreme duress, similar techniques can certainly help the rest of us with our more common workplace stresses. The combination of the COVID-19 pandemic and battles for social justice have only exacerbated the anxiety that many of us feel every day. And studies show that this stress is interfering with our ability to do our best work. But with the right breathing exercises, you can learn to handle your stress and manage your negative emotions. In two recently published studies, they explored several different techniques and found that a breathing exercise was most effective for both immediate and long-term stress reduction. My story this morning. It starts with a quote from the Bible which says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 6-7. Recently, I received an email with a radiology report of an X-ray. It was an unexpected finding with scary-sounding medical jargon. I told myself that if it was anything serious, my doctor would call. but I kept wondering about the abnormality and what it meant. Since it was the weekend, I couldn't make a quick call to the clinic to ask my doctors about the result. My husband suggested I ask his brother, a doctor, about it, but I didn't want to pester him and was also afraid of sounding silly. Instead, I searched for information online, which only ratcheted up my anxiety. Finally, I called my brother-in-law. He quickly reassured me that it was a harmless quirk and a common finding. Relief flooded me. 100 terrible outcomes invented by my wild imagination all dissolved. The experience made me realize how many times anxiety coils around me, subtly squeezing tighter and tighter. What if readers don't like my next book? What if a friend finds me annoying? What if my children wander from faith? What if my husband is in a car accident? What if society crumbles? Like subtle signs on an X-ray, I can see that there are problems, but I don't fully know what they mean. In my ignorance, I imagine the worst, until I remember there's someone I can call on. Jesus understands the truth and reassures me all will be well. Even better, he has the power to bring change to the situation or change to my heart, so I can bear it with more grace until his answer unfolds. See, my beloved, she describes very eloquently how we can allow a situation or something to escalate in our wild imaginings of worst-case scenarios and all of the other things that we allow to pile on top, bringing or making whatever it is that we are anxious about amplify and magnify 10 times worse than it actually is. You see, if we come back to the message of catch it, check it, and change it, in each breath, recognizing we have the moment, in that moment, to choose a different thought, to choose to remember our oneness with the infinite. In that moment, in that breath, we can align ourselves with that something greater that is in us than anything we can ever experience in the world. This morning, the poem, the story, the marine, the lady, everything is telling us to remember that we can overcome whatever it is that we are anxious about, whatever it is that we are stressing about. And as we do so individually, it truly does impact the collective consciousness. It's one less angst in the collective mind. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we enter into our inner world of spirit to honor the body temple that God created. And always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious and cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the energizing breath of spirit. Hold. Gently slowly. Inhale.
third and final time, inhale. Gently, slowly. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that your heart does without you consciously thinking about it, how it pumps the life-giving blood around your body. Be grateful. Now inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Place your attention on your kidneys, on your lower back. Take a moment to acknowledge the gratitude, the work that your kidneys carry out, eliminating the toxic waste and substances from the body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now place your attention on your liver, on the right side of the body under the rib cage, the largest organ in the body. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude how it detoxifies the blood and combats infection. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Place your attention on your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the lungs do as it brings in the air from the atmosphere and passes the oxygen through the bloodstream around the body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Now place your attention on your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that the stomach does as it collects the food, breaks it down, and extracts the necessary nutrients and nourishment that energizes your body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. Let's take a moment just to acknowledge all the wonderful systems that operate in your body temple, that we are so unconscious, that we so don't take the time to recognize and be grateful the skeletal, the nervous, the muscular, the respiratory, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the circulatory, the urinary, the intercommunicatory, the reproductive, the digestive systems. All of these amazing systems operating in your physical form. The only time you remember them mostly is when something is not expressing as it should. So let's affirm. The divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Take a moment and take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the energy, the life force, the presence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, known by many names, Jehovah, Yahweh, Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, Altman, none can contain or express the allness, the fullness, the totality of all that you are. We simply call you the Divine Beloved. And as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, asking that you touch our hearts, our minds, our consciousness, our soul, to come into remembrance that we are one with you, and all that you are, and all that you created us to be. That stress, anxiety, worry is not a part of our true nature. And that if we are indulging in these aspects, we are not indulging in you. So let us learn to put our trust, our faith, our belief in your ability to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think. Let us be able to catch, check, and change any anxious, negative, limiting, stressful thought or belief that may have taken a hold in our consciousness. Let us come back to the truth. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Let us use our sound mind in a correct way to experience peace and faith and trust in you. O Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, there is so much, so much that is happening in our world. I feel that the words are inadequate to able to speak to it all. But you know the needs of each and every individual collectively, individually. You know what part of our world needs peace, what part of our world needs justice, what part of our world needs whatever that need might be. There is so much that can be overwhelming. And in these moments, I remember to surrender it all to you. For you know what to do and how to do it. So for everyone on this call this morning, for everyone that will be listening later, for everyone who has no one to pray for them, I surrender them, their needs, their wishes, their desires to you, knowing that if my words as they are sent forth, shall not return unto me void, but accomplish wherein they have been sent. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for affirmation and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. Today, I open myself up.
I open myself up
to partnering with spirit. I invite God into my life. And trust my good has no bounds. My life overflows. With joy, peace, compassion, and love. Our Buddhist reflection, If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. October is Black History Month in the UK, and so I'd like to share something. Arthur Wharton is widely considered to be the first black professional footballer in the world. Wharton was born in Jamestown, Gold Coast, now Accra, Ghana. His father, Henry Wharton, was Grenadian, and while his mother, Angie Florence Egypria, was a member of the Fante Ghanaian royalty, Wharton moved to England in 1882 at age 19 to train as a Methodist missionary, but soon abandoned this in favor of becoming a full-time athlete. He was an all-round sportsman. In 1886, he equaled the amateur world record of 10 seconds for the 100-yard sprint in the AAA Championship. He was also a keen cyclist and cricketer, playing for local teams in Yorkshire and Lancashire. However, Wharton is best remembered for his exploits as a footballer. While he was not the first mixed heritage footballer in the United Kingdom, leading amateurs Robert Walker and Scotland international Andrew Watson predate him. However, he was the first mixed heritage footballer to turn professional. So my rumination for this week, Rumi says, you sit here for days saying, this is a strange business. You're the strange business. You have the energy of the sun in you, but you keep knotting it up at the base of your spine. My closing benediction. May the mind of God always guide us. May we always remember the life of God that flows through us. May we always align with the power of God that abides in us. May the joy of God always uplift us. May we always allow the strength of God to renew us. May the beauty of God always inspire us. May we deepen in the deeper things of God. And may we always know wherever we are, God is, and that all is well. So my closing song to you is my fave of the week. It's by Antoine Bradford, entitled Trust in You. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Perfect love cast out fear. Why should I ever be afraid? I know that you will always be right next to me. Feel my vision kind of blurry. Sometimes I can see your hand. Even in the darkest night, you'll always be there. Oh, when I trust.
was Antoine Bradford, Trust in You. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. And please feel free to share the link with any of your friends that you think might enjoy participating. Until, peace and blessings.